This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
This afternoon is Reverend Levi Willems of the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Following the prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Shelby Freeman of Britain.
Gracious Heavenly Father, I pray this day that you would watch over the men and women of this legislature, that you would help them to make wise decisions for the good of our state, that they would see opportunities that are out there to further advance our state and the citizens here. Lord, I pray that you would also be with them as they travel home for the weekend. I pray that you would grant them safe travel. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Terstead, Klochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Norstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turbach, Berry, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, please join me in welcoming and thanking our Doctor of the Day, Dr. Colette Duchesneau of Mobridge. She's right up here in the gallery. Dr. Duchesneau, thank you. Communications and petitions.
December 29th, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-45 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Stacy Phelps, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. This appointment was effective April 8, 2008, and continued until December 31, 2008. Stacy Phelps was reappointed to the South Dakota Board of Education on December 29, 2008, and shall continue until December 31, 2012. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Stacy Phelps has been referred to the Committee on Education. There being no other communications, we'll move to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 63 and 64 and recommends said bills do pass. Thomas A. Dempster, Chair.
Reports of select committees.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the distribution of legislative documents as found on page 52 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the report of the Joint Select Committee on Distribution of Legislative Documents. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the memorial service for deceased former members of the House and Senate, as found on page 53 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the committee report on the memorial service. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll move to messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the two houses of the 84th legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to compensation schedule for the elective and appointed officers and members of the 84th legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging legislative days for members and officers and employees of the House and Senate. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of securing chaplains for the 84th Legislative Session. Respectfully, Karen Gruters, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1001. Senator Bradford moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1001 as found on page 14 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? The motion is Senator Bradford's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1001. Remarks on that motion? Senator Bradford, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wonder if I should take a long time, since it's my first time on the microphone addressing this fine body. Wow. Good to be over here, fellas. Okay. Now, back to the resolution. Yes, it is an outstanding resolution in this fine time of short money. We want the Great White Father to make the eagle fly, and we'd appreciate the full body's consent on this resolution for our federal highway money.
Further remarks on the resolution? Senator Valley.
This resolution started out in the task force this summer on highway needs and financing. And the reason for it is Safety Lou is the old financing package that the federal government used, and this is going to be the new package coming up. And we want to make sure that the our federal legislators know and understand the importance and the need for this highway funding and what it means to South Dakota. So it's quite essential that we pass this resolution. I think it passed in the House unanimously, and I would urge you unanimously to pass this resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Bradford's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1001. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Senator Alstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartley?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Darnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary? Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead? Unhoff, Durstead, Plochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebekberry, Valley.
Aye.
Senator Nelson?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, the motion is carried and HCR 1001 is concurred in. Any further motions? Any announcements? Are there any announcements? Senator Klochek.
Mr. President, well, it's a personal privilege for an announcement.
Yes, that's granted.
Okay, for our 19th year in a row now, we're having our check days in Pierre. We invite each and every one of you Monday night, starting from 6 to midnight at the Governor's Inn. We're going to have pork tenderloin this year and all the trimmings and some good music, good fun, and a good meal. And then the next day on Monday, if you don't make it on Tuesday, from 11 till noon, we'll have a little something in the rotunda if you'd like to meet the group, and then from noon until 1 we'll have live polka music with Czechs, Germans, and all nationalities participating. And we'd invite all of you to come down and enjoy the festivities. We're honoring a gentleman that played 17 years in a row up here Fred Copal, and he was a big property owner's rights, gun owner's rights gentleman, and a big supporter of check days. And he passed away on the stage right in Taber, South Dakota, playing the accordion that he loves. So great promoter of tourism. We'd invite you all to come. It'll be a very good time for all. Thank you, Mr. President, honorable members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Any further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Bradford moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? The motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.